Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3,
Philadelphia.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia.
Free speech lives here.
Here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And away we go, live on this Wednesday, April 3rd. It is indeed Kale and Company, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Always live on the free Odyssey app and streaming live for your video viewing pleasure on YouTube as we head until 10 o'clock this morning. 855-839-1210 is the phone number. On social media at 1210 WPHT. I am at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L, Dawn Stenzelin with the news, Greg Stocker, the chairman of the board, Phil Omquist, Anthony Dorenzo, our associate producers. Action-packed Wednesday, Tony Bruno, live from Florida at 8:30. And then the debut, the first installment of our 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight, presented by Window Nation at 9:30 this morning. We will welcome on Josh Jabin, the COO of the Travis Mannion Foundation, and a Marine himself. So we are looking forward to that. Dawn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning on this rainy, dreary morning.
Sloppy, wet, disgusting, accidents everywhere. Gregory, how are you?
Yeah, the whole going to work today, this morning, with ponding on the roads and... When is the rain over, Dawn Stenzelin? Please give me some good news today.
What's the old adage? April showers bring May flowers.
They bring they bring depression and sickness and awfulness.
I really wish that the weather gods would just
know your load
and finish up already.
I was talking about a truck.
Exactly.
Truck drivers.
Dawn will have the weather coming up momentarily.
The full forecast.
Big take this morning as abortion is on the ballot, and then the battle lines have been drawn. It's abortion versus the border. We'll get to that. Biden's revenge with migrants. We're going to give you the amazing numbers of people that he is flying into red states. That's coming up. Also, Elon Musk says, we need a red wave to save the USA. Does that mean Elon Musk will publicly endorse and vote for Donald Trump? We'll find out. We'll get to that this morning. A proud moment in women's athletics, the cut sheet. We've got all sorts of good stuff. So some heavy stuff early on, the cut sheet, whatever Bruno's got popping out of his mouth for about 25 minutes, and then some great veteran spotlights coming up at 9:30. But before all of that, let's get to the news. Round number one at 6:04, the great Dawn Stenzelin.
And good morning this rainy, dreary Wednesday morning. We're looking at a little reprieve right now if you're hitting the road. So that's a piece of good news, okay, for this morning, that we have a slight reprieve from the rain. It will get heavier later this morning. We'll go through it and get you through the day here on Kale & Company News Live. Happy Wednesday, April 3rd. We do have a bright spot in the newscast, not because of the forecast, but because of Philadelphia sports. So we are also sponsored by Anderson Mechanical Corporation. Just an incredible rescue effort that we're talking about this morning, and heroic firefighters for sure when we think about what happened that could have been so much worse after a dozen people were rescued from that burning home after a house fire in Philadelphia's Nicetown section. So early this morning, we have confirmed through authorities, through firefighters and police, one man was killed in that fire, several other people injured. A woman was able to jump from a second-story window to escape the flames. Fire crews arriving to find heavy flames that were shooting up through the middle of the home. 12 people in all were inside. And like I say, the woman who jumped from that second story window. She is suffering serious injuries in the hospital this morning. Firefighters confirming the body of a 6-year-old man was also found in the ruins there as they put this thing out. So we know that neighbors came to the rescue as well. The family was trapped on that second floor, and the neighbors could hear them banging on the windows and yelling and screaming. One neighbor pulled a baby and some other children from a third floor window from the home. Unbelievable rescue effort here. Fire department got the thing under control, got the flames under the control. They're on the scene right now. Major breaking news story, but doctors evaluating at least 4 children right now at the hospital. And as I say, the woman who jumped, she's in serious condition. So an incredible story of neighbors, firefighters coming to the rescue, but tragically we know at least one person was killed. We're following this breaking news story very carefully for you this morning. As far as I-95 northbound, we know crews are back out on the scene this morning evaluating the situation. They're hopeful that I-95 will be fixed, or at least partially they'll get this thing reopened. They're working as hard as they can, they say, but unfortunately now we have PennDOT making the repairs to that damaged overpass bridge that runs over I-95. This is in the city's Port Richmond neighborhood, and they're looking at Friday or Saturday. That tractor trailer striking the bridge 1:30 in the afternoon on Monday and forcing the closure of I-95 northbound right near the Betsy Ross Bridge. I know that the Department of Transportation, the U.S. Department of Transportation, as well as local officials, they're all optimistic. The Conrail's contractors are going to complete the repairs efficiently and safely by the weekend. That's the word. So, unfortunately, we've got this horrible rain on top of all of it, but a lot of accidents. I know there were a couple accidents on the Schuylkill Expressway this morning. I think they've cleared and gotten those to the side, but a lot of you want to leave early if you haven't, because it's pretty nasty out on the roadways, despite the fact that we have the rain is letting up, so light rain right now. Okay, here's the bright spot. Joel Embiid returned.
Hey-o.
Woo! From knee surgery, lifting our Sixers over the Thunder, 109-105 was that final score, and Embiid putting Philadelphia ahead with 4 free throws in the final 40 seconds. Wow, what an exciting end. Finishing with 24 points in his first game back in 9 weeks following that meniscus, that knee surgery, leading our Sixers 109-105. Big win over the Oklahoma City Thunder last night.
Give us a little hope here down the stretch before the playoffs start.
Yeah.
Get the rust worn off, get the sweat going. What, 24 points first game back?
Yeah.
Man didn't miss a... That's actually an off night for Embiid.
He looked a little winded at points.
Yeah.
We did watch the first half, I mean, just because it was exciting that he was back. And, you know, Nick Nurse, you know, afterwards, I know, had said, it looks like Embiid's back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a little winded last night, too. My elevator was taking forever, so I took the stairs back up to the fourth floor. I was sucking big wind, too.
See? So you feel Embiid's pain.
I do. But he's a professional athlete. I'm a radio hack.
And how about Bryce Harper powering our Phillies to that 9-4 victory against the Reds? Woohoo!
Yeah. You've got to be a hardcore fan to sit through that slop last night and the weather and just the awfulness. Like, I couldn't stand, like, just being out there and sitting through that. I don't know how people are going to do it this Saturday if it's, like, below 50 degrees for the wrestling event at the football stadium.
No, it's not. It'll be nice by the weekend. And by the way, Phil's moved today's game. It's at 4 now because they're trying to...
Oh, yeah. It was supposed to be at 105, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now it's moved to 4 in hopes that that'll kind of mitigate. Ugh. They're trying to get this in between the raindrops.
Plus, with the last game of a homestand, you like that early getaway day to get to where you have to be for the road game, and now that's going to be thrown off schedule a little bit.
This is true. But Harper homering for his first 3 hits of the season, including that grand slam, our Phils beating the Reds 9-4 last night. Brandon Marsh also connected for Philadelphia, bouncing back nicely after dropping the series opener on Monday.
I mean, they have to beat the Reds. I mean, they have to beat the Reds.
You do. Especially after that series against Atlanta.
Yeah.
By the way, I might grow my beard out like Brandon Marsh. Think that'd be a good look for me with no hair?
No.
No.
I agree.
Yeah, no. Brandon Marsh can pull it off. You can't, Nick Hale.
You're right.
Well, here's the forecast. We're trying to pull this one off. So 57 degrees for your high, although it's never, it's, oh, you know what I'm looking at? Oh, this is funny. Honest to God, I didn't do this on
forecast for what? Like California or something?
Capri, Italy.
Yeah, I'm guessing Pennsylvania is slightly different.
I'm so sorry.
Just an assumption on my end.
It's 77 degrees all next week, and I know.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
In southern Italy.
So, poll question for next week: who's got better weather, Dawn or Bruno?
Definitely southern Italy. Yeah. I can't believe I even did that. That's so embarrassing. High alert, high wind warning. That in effect from the National Weather Service for today. So high winds, flood watches, and warnings galore for most of our region, but especially these weather alerts, Berks, Bucks, Chester, Delaware, Lancaster, Lehigh, Montgomery, Northampton, and Philadelphia, in Delaware, Kent, Newcastle, and much of South Jersey as well, especially Shore Points and Cape May. So we do have these coastal flood advisories, high wind alerts. We could see wind gusts up to 30, 35 miles an hour moving through today. So it's 45 degrees right now. It'll never feel like the forecast high, unfortunately, with all of the wind. And so right now, a lull in that rain. It's just a slow drizzle at this point. And unfortunately, the rain continues for our tomorrow for Philadelphia. So it's right now 44, but feels like 37.
Okay.
This is what I'm talking about. Now, the rain gets heavy again. The lull is happening right now until about 9:10. Then the rain gets heavy between 10 and 1-ish. And that's why they moved this back. The heaviest rain between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. So that's why they moved the game back to 4.
Yeah.
But looking at the rest of the forecast, if we check this out, we're looking at tomorrow, 55 degrees, and the rain begins to dissipate for us, so that Friday on the 5th, 50 degrees, the sun comes out, and no more rain. So I'm looking at sunshine Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and I don't see a major rain event really for the next 5 days after we get through tomorrow. So Friday, 50, Saturday, 53, Sunday, 59 degrees, and then early next week, 64 Monday, 70 we hit by next Tuesday.
Woo-hoo!
So tie a knot at the end of the rope. We just got to get through tomorrow. And even by tomorrow afternoon, I believe the increase in cloudiness, but it looks like it really backs off for your tomorrow afternoon. So really tonight and then tomorrow morning.
Good.
And then we're home free.
Men have things to do for the second week of April, like play baseball and play golf and whatever else men do. Mulch, landscape.
Well, not my family. They're not mulching and landscaping. But but you said 65 degrees.
Yeah.
So 64 next Monday, but 70. So next Tuesday.
Good. I'm golfing.
Right?
Yep.
Nick, that was a little personal. Nick Hale.
Thank you.
Just for you. Sponsored by Anderson Mechanical Corporation. You know, Anderson Mechanical Corporation, the people to call to make sure your home is ready to keep cool this summer. Carrie, Bill, great guys, the entire team, so dedicated to providing the highest quality service. Call them today, AMC. Schedule that spring tune-up and say big time. Visit amcontheweb.com, amcontheweb.com. Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Don, thank you very much. 6:14, let's get to a midweek big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
And the Big Take this morning is brought to you by Wawa. The Big Take, abortion is on the ballot. You know, most Americans with a functional brain who consume news media and a variety of sources, they know that Donald Trump is not really a threat to democracy. We also know that every time Donald Trump gets indicted, his polling numbers go up. But no matter how you slice it or dice it, and whether you like it or not, abortion is on the ballot this fall. And at this very moment, the GOP has had little to no answers for what continues to plague them ever since Roe v. Wade. And the Biden administration, as bad as they are, they know this as well. Abortion is the ace up their sleeve, and it's a card that they can play until the cows come home, and they can play it with success. the race card for the Democrats has largely dried up, but the female bodily rights and reproductive health care card is the ace of spades for them. Here is the latest campaign ad from the Biden administration on abortion and Donald Trump. Listen and watch.
For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
In 2016, Donald Trump ran to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, in 2024, he's running to pass a national ban on a woman's right to choose. I'm running to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again, so women have a federal guarantee to the right to choose. Donald Trump doesn't trust women. I do. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
That specific ad was seen in Florida, and like it or hate it, deny it or acknowledge it, that message right there hits home with millions upon millions of women who already might have hated Donald Trump and probably dislike or hate him even more since the summer of 2022. And that ad from Biden coming on the heels of the abortion news coming out of the state of Florida, where the headline reads, Florida Supreme Court allows DeSantis' six-week abortion ban to stand, but also approves abortion access ballot amendment. Some of the details include the Florida Supreme Court issuing several much-anticipated opinions just 2 days ago on Monday, allowing the six-week abortion ban Governor Ron DeSantis signed to stand, but also allowing state constitutional amendments regarding abortion access and recreational marijuana to be on the ballot in the fall. In one ruling, the state's highest court rejected a challenge to a 15-week abortion ban that was brought under the privacy provisions of the Florida Constitution. As reported by the Miami Herald, upholding the current law triggers a 6-week abortion ban that lawmakers approved last year to go into effect. The Florida law has limited exceptions for rape and incest and will now be effective 30 days from Monday's ruling. In a separate ruling, the Florida Supreme Court also approved a ballot initiative that would put the issue to the voters on the November ballot. As the Bulwark's national political reporter Mark Caputo noted, the specific language on the ballot initiative sidesteps the issue of weeks, like the 15-week and now. Me, personally, it is my opinion that if it wasn't for Roe v. Wade 22 months ago, Donald Trump wins re-election this November in a landslide. But Roe v. Wade did happen, and Trump can be the best option in almost every statistically measurable category, such as the economy, the border, crime, wars, inflation, energy costs, grocery costs, and the price of gas at the pump. And it still might not matter. Why? Because of Roe v. Wade. And according to Axios and their exclusive survey and polling, maybe it didn't have to be this way. The headline reads, Americans strongly back abortion pill access and FDA drug powers. And here are the results of the Axios Ipsos poll conducted between March 26th and 27th of 2024 with 1,020 U.S. adults polled. Question, do you support obtaining abortion pills via select methods? First method, from their doctor or a clinic. Democrats support it by 91%. Independents, 76%. And Republicans, shockingly, 51%. I would say that that is good news because I didn't think it would be more than half of the people that vote Republican. Abortion pills obtained through the mail were lower in all three parties. Democrats dropped from 91% support to 72% support, independents from 76% to 54%, Republicans from 51% to 23%. Also, shocking results for Republicans, 8 in 10 people, including two-thirds of Republicans, agreed that the government shouldn't be involved in how a woman manages abortion issues. So the question I have for everybody, after hearing what I think are some surprising results, is this. Did Trump really need to make this a major part of his campaign? Did Trump really have to go this far to the point where SCOTUS overturned Roe v. Wade 2 summers ago? Trump's not a conservative to begin with. He's even told you. He said he's just common sense. Most Trump supporters would remain with him, in my opinion, and vote for him and be in his camp, even if he wasn't advocating for conservative justices who are pro-life, to overturn Roe v. Wade after 54 years. And what we have shaping up for November 5th is abortion against the border. I think it's that simple. The border has surpassed the economy as the number one issue in the nation, Democrat and Republican. And Trump, the businessman, is well aware. Here is Trump's latest campaign ad highlighting the Biden border bloodbath. Listen and watch.
A murder on Grand Rapids Southwest Side yesterday.
Armed and dangerous.
This is the parking lot where police responded yesterday to gunfire reports, and it is where they found 22-year-old Leah Gomez, who was pronounced dead right here at the scene.
A mom to a nearly 2-year-old daughter with special needs.
Sledgehammer smashing through the jewelry cases.
It should be surprising, but it's not.
Great Lakes Crossing and Oakland Mall in Troy were hit by this crew, linked back to a cell from Chile in South America.
The Chilean gangs have been hitting us very hard. We have 100-plus teams in operation right now in America.
Police say Brandon Ortiz Vite used a handgun he bought illegally to shoot Ruby Garcia multiple times on Friday before leaving her body on the freeway and driving off in her car. Just an awful story. And he confessed that he committed the crime.
I think that ad hits home. In fact, I believe both ads by both candidates hit home equally well and effectively for their respective bases. And in the latest plot twist, it could be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis that costs Donald Trump this fall. Politico with the headline that reads, Florida's abortion ruling puts Trump on the spot over DeSantis bans. Quote, the relationship between the two Republicans has dried up and they are still throwing jabs. Politico goes on to write, Ron DeSantis made a risky political bet by signing abortion bans into law in Florida. Now it's Donald Trump who could be the one that pays for it. The state Supreme Court, as we mentioned on Monday, upheld a 15-week ban signed by DeSantis, a move that in 30 days will trigger a far more restrictive 6-week ban, also backed by the governor just months before the November election. The justices in Florida also ruled that Floridians will be able to vote in the November election to reserve the ban and make abortion broadly legal in the state through a constitutional amendment. The proposed amendment will put the abortion question on the ballot below voters' choices for president, Senate, and other down-ballot races, right as voters weigh the impact of the DeSantis-backed restrictions. So, DeSantis, Trump, SCOTUS, blame none of them, blame all of them, blame one of them, blame whoever you want. But the reality is, abortion is on the ballot this fall, and the GOP in elections for the last 22 months, they're like the Phillies and a batting average in the month of April. Hasn't turned out too well. Abortion, immigration, two issues, one winner, November 5th. And that's the big take.
The big take on Kale and Company.
All right, the big take this morning is brought to you by Wawa with Wawa's new built-to-order wraps. They are here. It's all the flavor you love wrapped up and ready to move with your day. Try an Italian or Bacon Ranch chicken steak wrap today because you got to have a Wawa. 855-839-1210 is how you climb in on social media at 1210 WPHT. And, of course, in the Kale and Company comment community, fire off your thoughts and reactions, youtube.com/@1210WPHT, and hit the like and subscribe buttons. We'll come back. We'll get some more thoughts on this and also what is going on at the border and just how diabolical have Democrats and the Biden administration been with illegal migrants being shipped off in the middle of the night to red states, no less. The details coming up next as we continue. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, Kale and Company on a Wednesday morning. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You've heard me talk for years about my friends from the Piazza Auto Group. Certainly my family, whether it's Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Piazza is the place we turn to, the place we trust when we need a new vehicle or gently used vehicle. Also, the Piazza Premium Automobiles continue to grow their luxury collection of brands and welcoming in their two newest member to their family of dealerships, Infiniti Ardmore and Maserati of the Mainline, both located right there on Lancaster Avenue. You're going to receive, of course, the same first-class customer experience that I've come to know and certainly you've come to expect from Piazza Premium Automobiles. Find your new or certified pre-owned Infiniti, Maserati, or other Piazza luxury brands like Jaguar, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and more. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, P PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Mr. President, do you support the 6-week abortion ban that the Florida Supreme Court just upheld?
We're going to make a statement next week.
What would you tell Prime Minister Netanyahu?
That's how it sounded as Donald Trump was speaking yesterday. As we welcome you back in, Kale and Company on this Wednesday morning. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So, very interesting stuff here. We'll get to the GOP's number one ace up their sleeve, which is immigration and the border. Just some unbelievable numbers that I think Trump and his campaign should be hammering home. And you heard and saw the Biden border bloodbath latest campaign ad from Trump. But let's get into the abortion angle as we started that with the big take this morning. I got to tell you, I was doing all sorts of digging for poll numbers and stuff yesterday because we had this story with Florida and DeSantis with the abortion ban, and it's going to be on the ballot this November. And then there were some campaign ads, Biden, and I was looking for some other little data. And I was stunned to see, and maybe I'm out of the loop. I don't know. I don't think I am, but I'm a little surprised that Republicans at 51%, now this is just 1,020 individuals, but 51% of Republicans in the Axios Ipsos poll were okay with and in agreement about the abortion pill access if it comes from a doctor or a healthcare provider as opposed to receiving something in the mail. So I also had a conversation, and I know this is like a very touchy subject for a lot of people. I think most people have a strong stance one way or the other. But my one buddy, and he will remain nameless for the sake of protecting the identity of individuals, because he didn't tell me that I could say this, but if he has an issue with it, he'll just, he'll send me a nasty text message or punch me in the forehead when he sees me again. But we were having a conversation about, abortion and the election last night. And for the most part, he's conservative. He's socially liberal. He's probably conservative on, I would say, 7 out of 10 issues and maybe a little moderate on a couple of things. And he's more of a pro-lifer than a pro-choicer. He's a pro-lifer with a lot of exceptions. And I said to him, I go, well, dude, let me ask you this. If I told you right now, and he's a Trump voter, if I told you right now Donald Trump wins the election, but you have to move off of being pro-life, would you take that if it meant a victory? And he said no. And I said, oh, well, I disagree. I would, because I want to win. So we had a good conversation back and forth about that last night. But I'm curious, Dawn, because this is a very touchy subject. And I almost feel, no matter how much I read about it, no matter what my views are on it, it just always seems like an opinion that you have to, I don't know, maybe I'm taking the coward's way out. I defer to women on this. I think men should be involved for sure, because men are responsible. We're one half of the equation in creating a baby. And I think there's a lot of men out there that run from responsibility when they find out that somebody that they're not in love with ends up pregnant. But I always feel like women frame this position better. I think it's one thing Nikki Haley did well when she was in the battle for her primary. And I use battle loosely against Donald Trump. But your thoughts on everything that has transpired this week with the Florida ban, what Trump just said, an announcement coming in a matter of days, and this entire issue that continues to haunt Republicans since June of 2022.
Well, first of all, the ad that you played, it's so apropos. It's airing now. I saw it this morning.
Oh, the one that I saw that I mentioned in Florida?
The ad that you...
From Biden.
That you put in your big take?
Yeah.
Is airing here in Pennsylvania.
So it's gone national.
It's gone national now.
Okay. I got it off of a Florida politics website, so I didn't know that it was nationwide yet.
I saw it this morning because I was just early this morning just going through the different... I saw it on NBC 10. I can't say if it went national. Maybe it's just in the big states like Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. So Trump made that comment. That rally was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, speaking to the crowd. And that's where somebody yelled out, what about abortion? He said that he would make the statement next week.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden campaign, not Biden, obviously, but the Biden campaign almost immediately tweeted out, you've already made your statement, Donald. I was able to, quote, I was able to kill Roe v. Wade. And so they're doubling down. The Biden campaign has put out a statement. Donald Trump said that women should be punished for having an abortion, running on a national ban, supports cruel state bans like Florida's. Trump is proud he overturned Roe v. Wade. Clearly, they feel like this is their only, their only shot,
right,
to win.
Yeah.
And this is, we're going to be pounded over the head with this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's when you look at all of the issues, you know, every single one down the list, you would say advantage Donald Trump. I think that's why I just saw on Fox News about 20 minutes ago, right at the beginning of the big take, he's leading in 6 out of the 7 swing states over Biden by a narrow advantage. And the only one that he's not winning, he's tied with Biden in Wisconsin. And you look at all the issues, it's hard to imagine that anybody could lose any sort of contest, election, challenge, whatever you want to call it, a fight, if they dominate in so many categories, yet there's just that one big albatross hanging over the party. And I think it's going to be interesting to see the way Trump frames it and what his message will be whenever that comes. But I feel like no matter what he says, the damage has already been done.
Agreed.
Can't put the genie back in the bottle, right?
Whatever the statement is next week, it really doesn't matter. The issue that I see about this being on the ballot in Florida in November, it's also going to be on the ballot in Arizona, which might spell trouble for Trump. To be honest with you, Florida is such a... I really do believe Trump wins Florida.
Yes.
Because it's so ruby red now. And, you know, the influx of Hispanics, coming into, Florida, living there, they're obviously more religious. They're more conservative in
Catholic.
And so for them, the issue is, I'm sure most of them are pro-life. It's interesting to me that we've been saying this for the last 8 months, is that they're going to put abortion on the ballot in every state.
It's going to be staring you smack dab in the face.
And some I think it spells trouble for Trump. I don't know if Florida is one of them, but it's in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to depend on how many, you know, women come out for this. And I don't want to just say women, but like when this is on the ballot, the GOP loses.
Yeah.
Will they lose Florida? Probably not. But it's in the conversation, which is shocking.
It is. It is. And I'm glad you mentioned Florida and also immigration, because that's what Republicans right now are clearly. I mean, if you watch, and I'm a Fox News watcher, but if you've been watching Fox for the last 7 or 8 days, I mean, they don't go more than 20 minutes without talking about immigration or the border. I mean, they are just, there's an old adage in media, you play the hits, and you've ever wondered why you hear the same 5 songs? It's because people are paying attention to it, and data shows that people stay tuned in for it. I mean, there's a lot of people that are just consumed with what's going on at the border, and I've got some unbelievable numbers. And if I'm the Trump camp, if I'm the GOP, the RNC, on down the list, I mean, I am hammering these numbers home. This is from Bill Malusian of Fox News. Border Patrol arrests of Chinese nationals who have crossed the U.S. border illegally over recent years. I want you to hear this startling trend and pace. In fiscal year 2021, first year of the Biden administration, there were only 342 total Chinese nationals that crossed over the border illegally. In 2022, that 342 jumped up to 1,987. It's almost 6 or 7 times more. In fiscal year 2023, Chinese nationals, 24,125. And fiscal year this year, 2024, we're only talking about the first 3 months, basically, right? 22,000 people. We are on pace for almost 89,000 Chinese nationals crossing the border. So when we hear that this is not just about South America, this is not just about Mexico, this is, the numbers I just gave you are Chinese nationals, we're talking about possible terrorists and presumably terrorists from the Middle East. This is not a, hey, I'm coming from Mexico and I'm seeking asylum out of fear for my life. This is a coordinated, calculated redistribution of human beings. And I think the main sinister intention for the Biden administration is They've got to repopulate voters. You've heard that lady from one of the districts in New York, I think in the Bronx, who came out and said, I need people. I need people for redistricting purposes. Mm-hmm. Dawn, they don't even try to hide it anymore what the goal is.
No, and that was, who did we say, Representative Issa from California, I think was the first one to point this out as far as looking at the next census and that this is the goal. So one thing, I'll just wrap up with a bow on, and please listen to Nick's great big take. The one thing I believe Trump will say that's effective next week, it was effective for Glenn Youngkin, was that in Virginia they pushed for a fetal pain bill talking about a pain threshold, that if between 15 and 20 weeks, it looks like 15, 16 weeks, that unborn baby, that fetus, feels pain during a procedure, such as abortion.
Right.
And so that, I think, is where Trump is going to go. He's going to say, the doctors say that at, and whatever medical evidence he can use.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also what Trump is going to say is that it's silly to talk about a national ban when the Supreme Court has already ruled on this.
Mm-hmm.
They've already made it a states' rights issue. And states like Virginia, even Democrats, had a real tough time saying, oh, no, I think that they should be in pain. When you talk about fetal pain bills, that's the way to go. And that's a real conversation about following the science.
The GOP needs to stop listening to people like Steve Bannon. He said this on his War Room show yesterday about Trump reaching suburban women.
So they can come in and they do. All the consultants, they try to modify Trump's message. Oh, no, you got to modify it here on the social conservative. You got to do this, you got to do that, because you got to get the suburban women. Well, says who? Says who? The ones that are gettable are out there that can listen to the message of MAGA and the message of President Trump.
So is he trying to argue? Okay, so obviously he's arguing that like suburban women are not up for grabs and it's being like an overblown issue. Is he trying, and I didn't hear the full context of it, but is he trying to argue that there's so many other issues that Trump dominates in that this won't matter?
He's basically saying that suburban women aren't gettable for Trump, so he shouldn't even waste his time and money on doing it.
I mean, I would argue that suburban women are difficult to get, but in a razor-thin election, you don't give up.
Exactly.
You don't punt on the idea.
Plus, I mean, Steve Bannon, that's how he views, like, women in the suburbs, women in the city, sex in the city. Come on already. Women have a variety of issues, and that's just silly. I think that if Trump just speaks, and no, I disagree. I'm glad your friend told you, Nick, that, you know, even though he doesn't consider himself this big conservative, he's not going to give up on one issue that he feels strongly about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how most people feel. That's why I feel that when Glenn Youngkin came out, and I think he was the first one, when he talked about the so-called pain threshold, I had never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, maybe that was out there. I'd never heard that before.
Right.
So I think that is effective for Trump to say, hey, I'm going with the science here. I'm going with what the doctors say.
Okay.
And at the very least, people getting this procedure should understand what they're getting.
Yeah.
And because you never want to learn that later. That's awful. Number one.
Yep.
And number two, let's talk about what the Supreme Court did. They just put it back to the states' rights. They didn't get rid of it. They just said it's a states' rights issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Republicans have to effectively address that issue. But also they should say birth control is medication. It's medication. That's what it is. It mitigates many other things. Trust me.
Okay. 855-839-1210, the phone number. We'll come back. Speaking of immigration and the border, the startling numbers of voters and voters registering without a photo ID is skyrocketing in the first 3 months of 2024, and it's happening right here in our own state. The numbers next as we continue. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So I learned I have something called hairy bittercress. It sounds horrible, but it's in my lawn because I have natural lawn care, and they're awesome. And I have my own technician came out, gave me a whole write-up about what's going on with my lawn. I mean, with all this rain, have you noticed how everything's greening up and growing like crazy? But you know what's growing? What's lurking? All those weeds, and they're going to overtake your lawn. Right now, this is a key time of year that you got to get with it and swing into spring with Natural Lawn of America's safer lawn care treatments. Natural Lawn has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, fewer weeds for more than 35 years. And like I say, this is not a one-size-fits-all lawn care company. Natural Lawns, certified specialists, they're going to tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. They use exclusive organic-based fertilizers, safer weed and insect controls to give you the results you want, as well as the peace of mind, of course, you deserve, because I'm always worried about the kids, buddy boy running out there, so I want my lawn to be safe for the family. Locally owned, family operated right here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Natural Lawn, competitively priced, has a satisfaction guarantee. Just do this today. Don't put it off. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seeding every year. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. You get free seeding every year, 800-FREE-SEED. You can look up online, naturallawn.com, 800-FREE-SEED, naturallawn.com. My lawn care company, choose Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Putting on a bow for the first hour. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two in a couple of minutes. Cut sheet less than an hour away. Tony Bruno at 8:30. Hour 1210 WPHD Veteran Spotlight presented by Window Nation. Debut at 9:30 this morning. Just to wrap up the conversation with abortion and the border and the battle that will be had at the ballots this November over these two issues. This is an alarming set of numbers. Excuse me. And this is from the government's main website. If you want to look up any of these details, you can certainly do so. It's publicly available at ssa.gov/open/have. The number of voters registering without a photo ID in this country in three key states is skyrocketing.
Ding, ding, ding.
Like, we are just a absolute laughingstock that we don't take things more seriously here. Arizona, Texas, and Pennsylvania. You can see these stats on Twitter. I retweeted them yesterday. It's from End Wokeness, which is one of my favorite Twitter feeds. Mm-hmm. So, since the start of 2024, Texas, 1.25 million. Arizona, 220,000. And right here in Pennsylvania, 580,513 people have registered to vote without a photo ID in the state of Pennsylvania. HAVV Have allows voters to register with merely a social security number, just the four digits, and illegal immigrants are not able to get licenses through this website when they come, but they can get social security cards. So we have a 500,000 people in this state that have signed up to register to vote without showing who they are with photo ID. Now, Pennsylvania, swing state, Arizona, swing state, Texas, certainly not a swing state, but there's no doubt about it in my mind that Democrats have their eyes and their sights set on Georgia and Texas. The Biden administration actually thinks Florida is in play. We'll get to that coming up in hour number two. But Dawn, we've got about 30 seconds left, but these numbers are staggering. We got to start taking these things seriously. If we want the confidence to say free and fair elections, we can't have a 500,000 people registering without a picture.
No, it's ridiculous. It's outrageous.
It really is.
And it's a violation, I feel, of our constitutional rights.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. 855-839-1210. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour two, and then we'll wrap up with the border conversation. Over 300,000-plus people in the last year have been shipped off to Florida and Texas. How close is it with Pennsylvania? The details when we continue. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.